Hello and welcome to Thank You Life 101's Podcast of the Ages. Today we're going to talk about 1991, how I sat on my bed and cried. We'll be right back with the full story. Hello and welcome. So my name is Stefan Neff, the host of this absolutely fantastic podcast. I'm so happy and grateful that you guys have joined to listen to my podcast of the ages. Now this goes back. I'm going to talk a little bit about our story, my story of 1991. It was a summer, beautiful day out. And I was living at this house in a local, like in Surrey, British Columbia. Now my ex-girlfriend had just left me, and I'm sitting on the bed. I'm so depressed, don't know what to do. You know, I'm 22 years old. You know, I'm moved out of my home, or my parents' home. Yes, 22 years old, moved out, and she had just left me. She was pregnant, and I didn't know what to do at that time, so I stayed in this house. I was boarding a little room. But it wasn't a safe room, safe house. Now I'm going to tell you this little story that happened after she left. So I'm going to tell you that I always had a padlock put on the inside of my door. You know what? The reason why I had a padlock is because I didn't want to ever go back to my parents' home. I wanted to protect myself. I didn't want to move out. I was so scared of, because I was cheap rent. And you know what? It's just what it was when the time was there. So one night, they must have been partying so hard, I could barely sleep that night. So I finally got to sleep around 2 o'clock in the morning. So I woke up to go to work the next day, unpadlocked the door, and walked out. And I've kind of a funny smell in the house. And I've smelled this before because I lived on a farm. You know, I kind of smelled it. And I was like, this brings back some of these thoughts in my head. This is not good. So I walk in the living room and I see this person on the couch all covered up. And so I get dressed to go back and have a shower, get ready to go. Meanwhile, so I walk out the front door and here's all these people dressed in sort of business clothes kind of thing. And the one person goes, "Who are you?" And I said, "Well, I'm a boarder here. My name is this and that. My name is Stefan. I'm just going to work." He goes, "Well, do you?" And they asked me all the questions. And I said, "Well, who are you?" I said, and they're like, "Well, we're the RCMP. We're the police." "Police? Why police?" "Well, something happened last night and there was a fatality. I mean, somebody died." And then I thought to myself, what's going on here? And I asked the question, is that person on the couch dead? And the officer said, "Yes." "Did you know him?" "Who is it?" And so he told me the person's name. And I'm like, "Yeah, I kind of met him a few times. Do you know if they were doing heroin last night?" "Ha, heroin." But I kind of knew that they were doing heroin because the landlord or sub-landlord was doing heroin. I know he was. And so the officer told me, "I would advise you to leave today. This is not a safe environment. I advise you to leave right now." So I went back into that room. I started packing my stuff. There's no way in heck that I was ever going to stay in this place ever again. So, but I needed a truck. So I got all my stuff and I needed to figure out things. So I go, and to tell you the truth, I was still working for my parents at that time. So I go back and I needed to get and borrow the truck that we used for all the deliveries that I did. So I went back right away. police were still there. And then he asked me some more questions and more questions and more questions. Have you seen some suspicious criminal activity? And I said, I'm not sure. I always keep to myself and I always stay in my room. I lock my door. And he says, well, the landlord has just been arrested for bank robbery. And I was like, oh my God, what am I into? What is this life that I'm living? My ex-girlfriend just left me with pregnant. You know, I was 22 years old. I was like a farm boy. Yes, I smoked marijuana and I drank alcohol, but I never involved myself in any kind of issues or situations like this, never even thought or imagined anything like this. It was crazy. So when you have this opportunity to create change in your life, take a hold of it. That's my opinion. But I didn't. I didn't realize anything about my life at that time. It took me another 27 years almost to figure it out. But when you're stuck in a rut and you're spinning your tires in the mud of life and not knowing how to get out of it, there's always a solution. And I've said this in previous podcasts, is take 100% responsibility for your life, for your actions, for your reality. Because no one else is going to take that responsibility for you. When you're in situations like that, there's no one else that creates it. No one else makes this happen. It wasn't the bank robber's fault. Well, it was his fault because he robbed a bank. But it's not his fault that I was there in that situation. That was my doing. That was my reality. I put myself into those situations to receive those happenings and feelings and thoughts that were in my life at that time. And it was really sad to see that, and it was interesting to note that the person that passed away was the landlord's girlfriend's brother. Yes, he was doing called speedball, cocaine and heroin mixed. First time ever trying it. Passed away. 48 years old. Sad to hear, but the opportunity for me to learn something. And what did I learn? What did I learn? That was one of those things in my life that I wasn't sure what life was all about. What was life going to be in the near future? So in my next podcast, and we'll be right back after this. Welcome back. We're going to do a little recap on what we learned today. So, who creates our reality? How do we create our reality? And like I said, take responsibility means we create what happens in our life. So when you have those situations where you feel uncomfortable, where you feel a gut feeling stirring in your stomach that you shouldn't be somewhere you're not supposed to be, listen to it. Listen to that gut feeling. Listen to that intuition that's telling you the truth. When you have those life moments, look inward. It means look in the mirror. Ask yourself, what do you see? What's going on? That's that self-analysis of your life when situations happen. So take responsibility. Use your gut instincts, your intuition, and look into the mirror and see what life's all about those situations that happen in your life. So thank you so much for listening to my podcast today. My next podcast will be coming out in one more week from Monday, because my podcast come out on a Monday. So absolutely have a fantastic day and create the life that you've always wanted, always desired within your life. Bye for now. Have a great day. And we're out.